Join me, Alex Jones, Adrian Charles, Jeff Brazier and Sophie Thompson on Guide Dogs' new podcast series, I See What You're Saying. We'll be talking to some inspirational guests about how sight loss impacts their parenting, friendships, love life and family life. Sharing the ups and downs and the funny moments in between. Listen to Guide Dogs' new series, I See What You're Saying, now on your favourite podcast app.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson. Ava Nicky. Gila Weber.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment. The Bay Area betches. Betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Kelly Grant. The Grandmaster. Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters. And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Is what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Crappens. Crappens.
Crappens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, available on YouTube, and thank you so much. There's been a sudden surge of subscribers, spearheaded mostly by our listeners who wrote the nicest thing on Facebook about it. So thank you everyone who has been subscribing, it really helps out a lot. And joining me is my favorite of all time, someone who you should also subscribe to, his other podcast, that is, it's Ronnie Karam of the Rose Pricks podcast. It's a Bachelor Roast. What's up, Ronnie?
Hi.
Hi. So, very exciting things. Tomorrow, our Pittsburgh show goes on sale for everyone. But for right now, you can actually buy tickets. There's a pre-sale going on. There's a Patreon pre-sale. So, if you want to really ensure that you get a ticket, go to patreon.com/watchforcrappens and sign up there and you can get your Pittsburgh tickets. So those go on sale for the public tomorrow. And then, by the way, our next two shows are Portland and Phoenix, April 5th, April 6th. We want to sell those out. So everyone go buy those tickets because guess what? Remember we said we had like five tickets left for Boston. Thank you, everyone. That is officially sold out. So Boston is sold out. We'll see you in 2020 after this show. We're going to see Boston in like 2.5 weeks, but you know what I'm saying. Anyway, but let's do a sellout also for Portland and Phoenix. Well, yeah, let's go to watchwhatcrappens.com. It's going to be great. And by the way, we have some new merchandise. Ronnie, why don't you tell everyone about the merchandise?
Goodbye, Kyle. Shirts are up. You can get baby stuff, pillows, all sorts of stuff. So go over to crappensmerch.com to get that stuff. And also, the ringers are up, our new ringtones. There's about 3 months worth of ringtones there. So you can find those also on our Patreon. You can find all our links at watchwhatcrappens.com. We also put a couple extras up this month for free. So if you want your free ringers, just hit our Instagram and there's a link there to the free ringers. Okay, everybody. Now let's get to this recap.
Yeah, let's get into some Real Housewives of New York. Still so funny. I don't know. Like, I saw some scuttlebutt online. People were like, I don't know. This season's whatever. I'm like, listen, don't be spoiled. Okay. Well, we are spoiled. Actually, I'm not saying don't be spoiled, but have some perspective. Okay. This show is amazing. And, like, I just can't, like, I sit there and I watch it and I laugh. Every single thing makes me laugh. It is just such a great show. I'm shocked that people are like, it feels slow. I think that the bar must be just so high for New York that, like, the fact that there was, like, a clam bake confrontation and stolen lobsters and then, like, the lead up to a confrontation, for that to still not be enough really speaks volumes to how great this show is and what expectations we have for it.
Well, I think it's like when you're watching a really funny show late at night, and then that commercial comes on for like Starving Children in Africa, and then you feel really bad for laughing at the really funny show again when the show's funny. And I feel like that's what's happening, because this is on at the same time as that goddamn dog drama on Beverly Hills. So I think it's ruining everybody's fun. Okay, take care of that goddamn dog.
I don't know, like, controversial opinion is versus whatever. I like the dog drama. I'm totally into it. People are fired up about it. And so here's the thing, you know, all last season, what was just like, oh, who can be a better friend to Lisa, you know, and then it was just like, it was a really dull season, and everyone's like, I want something to happen, and now we got the dog drama, and everyone's like, oh, God, not the dog drama. Meanwhile, everyone is fired up. People are fired up about it, fighting online, and acting like it's still so boring. I'm like, if it's so boring, why is everyone fighting online?
Well, fights can be boring. If you just fight enough in life, it can be boring too, okay?
I'm into it. I feel like I think the reason why I'm into it is because I know this, knowing that this is what's going to send Lisa off the show, at least for the season. Like, I'm fascinated to watch, like, each brick in the Lisa Vanderpump going away wall get built, you know, get put into place.
Well, have fun with that. I'm mourning my Vanderpumpers.
Oh, I'm sorry. But anyway, enough about Beverly Hills. Let's talk New York, shall we?
Bob Rosales at the Hamptons Clam Bake.
Oh, the clam bake. It's time for the clam bake.
I'm still trying to figure out Barbara's voice. And I've figured out why I'm having trouble. When she's talking normally, you know, in the scenes, she's like, hi, it's me, Barbara. But then in the scenes where she's talking to just us in her testimonial, she's like, it's me, Barbara. Like, I'm like, why are you changing your tone?
Yeah. Well, she's sort
of like
a
different person now. Why are you doing that?
She sort of has a New Jersey accent. So you sort of have to dip a little bit into the Real Housewives of New Jersey territory. But she's got enough New York in her that, like, you know, you got to sort of like mix them both delicately. It's like a careful balance at Home Depot when you're making a paint mixture for your walls, you know? Got to have it just right.
Yeah. Okay. I'll go with that.
Yeah. So she's having her clam bake still. And where we left off is that Sonia and Tinsley arrive with Ramona, which Luann was not expecting, which is why she goes, oh,
look at, oh. Talk about a clam bake. Talk about a baked clam. Here comes Ramona.
Clam casino. Looks like someone gambled with a guest list.
So Sonia is cracked out of her mind in this episode. I don't even know what Sonia's doing. Sonia, I think Sonia's paint, like, in the bathroom every time she comes out. But Sonia's like, oh, let's go to the gays first. It's always safer with the gays. And I'm like, you can tell you're not a gay person.
Yeah. It's safer for women to go to the gays, but it's not safer for the men to go to the gays. Gays can't go to the gays first. Gays go to the women first. Women go to the gays first.
Give me a drink before the gays talk about how fat I am, please. Yeah,
exactly. So Barbara's like, I was not expecting Ramona. And then I see her eyes. Here she comes.
Ramona is those crazy crossed eyes walking over to them with those caution sign shoes that she's wearing, those neon green shoes.
Those tennis ball, but like shoes by Wilson. Okay, you know, like, they are really not working with her outfit, or really the clam bake in general.
I don't think there's any outfit that those would work with. Okay. No. It's like, what are you highlighting, a bank statement?
Yeah, I know. Seriously. So yeah, Bethany's like, oh my God, here comes Ramona. You know what? She's gonna put some clams in a purse. That's what's gonna happen. Little did we realize that she'd be foreshadowing Ramona, actually one upping Bethany's foreshadowing with lobsters.
Like, she's gonna literally have a tote bag for clams. Okay? Yeah. Like, welcome to the clam take. That's Ramona. All right. Nail everything down. And Ramona did have a bag for the clams.
She really did.
Or if that was Barbara's, but that was pretty good.
Clam bake, more like clam take. Am I right?
So Ramona's like, Barbara's like, hi, Ramona. Welcome to my home. And she's like, oh, hi. I'm really good. I brought you some rosé. And Barbara's like, what, for Rosh Hashanah? Will you bring me rosé?
Yeah, Rosh Hashanah clam bake. Let's let that settle in. Think about that for a second. So Ramona's like, whoa, I met Barbara about 10 years ago. But you know what? She wasn't my type of girl. She's kind of a little masculine and manly and rough around the edges, shall we say? I'm like, dude, have you seen your other cast members? Have you seen your friends?
It's like, I don't know how to put it. Okay, she's a little masculine. She's like a little weenie and two meatballs, a little cheeky with the dicky for me. You know what I'm saying? Does that make any sense? I'm trying to figure out what I'm trying to say here. It's like, yes, Ramona, we get you, okay?
Yeah.
You're horrible. Yes. You're horrible. Every way you put it is fucking horrible.
This is not one of Ramona's shining episodes in terms of, you know, sensitivity.
Yeah, it's like watching girls play basketball. Who does that? It's disgusting.
It's like watching a bunch of surfboards. That's what it's like. Looks like Barbara, she looks like she'd be more at home playing softball, if you know what I mean, okay?
So she's like, whoa, let me tell you, Barbara, my favorite cake or pie is apple pie from Tanks. So I brought it, okay? Because I know you have kids, and my daughter loves it. Like, what are you talking about? Yeah. Okay, now you're trying to bond over the fact that she has kids. And Barbara's like, thanks. I mean, what? She's trying to kiss my ears, right? I mean, let me call my 21-year-old son and see if he wants this pie, all right? Like, what am I supposed to do with this pie, okay?
Yeah, Tate's Bake Shop apple pie. So, basically Ramona's on her best behavior because she's sort of crashing this clam bake, so she's trying to really kiss ass, and so he's like, oh, your house is beautiful, and Ramona's like, stunning, actually, stunning. I can say this, I'm a maven of real estate, okay?
Oh, you know, Ramona, I'm sorry about Dorinda. I feel real bad about Dorinda. And Sonia's like, yeah, we'll get into that a little later, because that is a little weird. Mm-hmm. I like Sonia's coming here to make friends, but also start fights and then just stand back. This is the kind of Sonia I love.
Yeah, exactly. So Tinsley goes over to Bethany and you know, is like, oh, I'm so sorry about everything with Dennis and everything. And then she's like, oh my God, I love that ring. Let's change the topic to that ring. Oh, tell me about the rings. Yeah, Dennis gave it to me. He wanted me to wear it. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, Tinsley's like, oh! Like, Tinsley cannot win this season.
Yeah.
I just see, like, a little ghost of Carol floating above Tinsley, like, I told you so.
Ghost of Carol, also known as Carol.
So Bethany tells us that she went out to dinner with Dennis, and he proposed to her, and she's like, did you say yes? And I said, well, I love you, but we got to talk about what's going to change. Because, like, it's complicated. You know, like, sometimes you're with somebody, sometimes you're not with somebody. Like, what are you going to do? Like, I don't even know. I don't even know what we're going to do. It's like what a natural engagement should be. You know what I mean? Like, we don't know. Like, is that
what
a natural engagement should be?
She like, gave
will
him
you marry me?
Conditions.
I don't know. It's complicated. Yeah.
She literally redlined his engagement. Okay.
Yeah. So Luann's like, all right, Ramona, let's cut to the chase. It's like, I don't want to cut to the chase, okay? Another time, honey, okay? I don't want to cut to the chase here, okay? What a clam bake. Cut to the clams, okay? Open a clam. That's what I want. I want a clam bake, not a chase bake.
Okay? Oh, then go in. Hide, Ramona. Hide. Oh, you can't talk at a clam bake? Well, if you can't talk at a clam bake, where can you talk? Am I right, girls? Am I right?
She's been making up lies about me all summer long, and now she doesn't want to talk about it at a clam bake.
Like, I like that.
Please
like
keep saying clam bake, because it's the funniest shit ever.
I know. I just also like the idea that, like, if you can't talk about something at a clam bake, I mean, it's the place where everyone can talk about anything. A clam bake. So then Ramona just sort of, like, she teeters away in that weird gait that she has. She's like, and she goes over to Sonia and Barbara. She's like, whoa. I just left a fire, the Luann fire. By the way, Barbara, this is a beautiful presentation. Beautiful food, okay? It's just like, she's like Nilou from Top Chef. Just like giving an assessment on the clam bake.
Yeah, it's like, I love fufu, okay? She's like, I just left a fire. Barbara goes, what was the fire? And she's like, Luann looked at me and she said, can we just cut to the chase? And I said, no, I don't want to cut to the chase. I don't like even chasing, okay? I don't like being chased, okay? It makes me run. I can't run in these shoes. Sonia's like, oh, you don't want to do anything to trigger her. And I can't tell if Sonia's being sarcastic or not. Half this episode, basically. Yeah. And Barbara's like, let's be kind. And she goes, I didn't expect Ramona to show up, but she's here. And I'm not just going to be nice. I'm just not going to be mean to somebody, you know, when they come to my house.
Yeah, I'm just going to be nice to their face and talk behind their back and send them off with a bunch of lobsters.
And so she tells the girl, she's like, we can send some of this food home to Dorinda. You know, it's a problem when you do an intervention for someone and then you bring someone around them in your home that could upset them. You know, do you understand, Ramona? Because she knows what Ramona's getting at, you know?
Right, exactly. And Barbara's basically like, well, listen, I just wanted, like, Dorinda could have been here. I just wanted her to call and say, hey, how's it going? How are you? And Ramona's like, well, just so you know, Luann dissed her constantly in the press and on her cabaret show, okay? Which I just love. I love when, like, Ramona says things like she dissed her. And also, we then see a flashback of Luann at her cabaret show being like, oh, I hear a noise out there in the back. I hope it's not Dorinda coming from my dress. Am I right, everyone? Am I right? Which... it's yeah. funny, but it's also, like, if that's the example of, like, what Dorinda's mad about, like, well, Dorinda, you were the one who was screaming in the audience, so, like, you caused that. Like, she's making a joke because of what you did.
Yeah, Dorinda's inability to just admit anything is killing her. It killed her last season, it's gonna kill her this season.
Yeah.
And she's gonna need to make a turn. But I don't even care, because Ramona is just cracking me. Ramona is the worst human being on Bravo, I have to say. Like, some of the things that come out of her mouth, she is just a monster of a human being, but goddamn, she's funny.
Yeah.
She's like, what? I respect the fact that you're saying, okay? It's like, what does that even mean, Rebecca? What are you saying? She goes, I thought this party was going to be intimate. I thought it was going to be 10 people here, but there's like 900,000 people here, okay? It would be nice, you know? Maybe they could just bump into each other in hindsight, okay? Maybe in hindsight, Barbara, maybe in hindsight they could bump into each other, and that would be better in hindsight, okay? Did Ramona just hear the word hindsight? Because it's like a spelling bee, but she's totally using it wrong.
Yeah, you know? She's like really excited to road test that word. She's like, I'm going to say hindsight a bunch of times at the clam bake, so that way when I go to boutique next, I can say hindsight a lot, okay? And in hindsight, I think it's a really good idea.
She's like, well, she never said anything negative about her. She goes, then why don't she want to, then why would she want to be around to them, Ramona? She's like, because she loves her, okay? She loves her even though the Luann said really mean things about her. And so they start fighting over this call or whatever. And Tinsley is just standing behind this group of ladies, like, what am I doing here? Like, yeah. Carol was the oldest one, and she seems like, you know, the double mint twins or the spearmint twins.
Yeah.
What are they, exactly. The double mint twins compared to these two?
Yeah, exactly. And what the best part is also that, like, when Ramona's talking about how Luann was saying negative things about Dorinda, Ramona can't help but also say, and you know what? She's also been spreading rumors about me, but I'm not going to go there because this is bigger than just me. I'm like, okay, Ramona, you just went there and you're going there right now. And Barbara's like, but you've been spreading lies about her. She's like, no. No, the thing is, that I was talking about, I haven't spread any lies at all. I mean, just because she got wasted and slashed someone in the face with broken glass because she was so drunk off her face. Like, there you go. You're doing it right now. You're making up a lie. Whoa, no, my girlfriend swore that with her own eyes.
Yeah, she robbed a bank with a guy named Clyde. It was so embarrassing. It's in history. It's in the books. Okay, read it. I went back there and I tried to stop her, but she wouldn't listen to me. She had to run away with Clyde. Now look at it. All bloody against the wall. She's like, that's Bonnie and Clyde, Ramona. She's like, okay, look. You said that she got kicked out of Chris Burgess's party. And listen, I was with her. I was, like, physically with her. And we walked out together. So help me, God, strike me dead. We got in the car and drove away. And Ramona goes, well, at the Beacon Hotel, she was asked to leave, okay? You know, it was my girlfriend. Her head was in my girlfriend's lap. She goes, I got no idea about the Beacon, Ramona, all right? I'm just saying what happened here. And she's like, well, I'm just trying to tell you, okay? It's all connected.
Yeah. Ramona goes, you know what? The first thing you do when you have an addiction is you just say, hey, I'm a shopaholic. I'm an alcoholic. I'm a sex addict. I'm addicted to Ramona Singer. And I say, that's okay, Mario. That's not an addiction. That's okay to be addicted to me, Mario.
I'm addicted to vampire blood, which is why I never age. Okay?
That's why I'm ageless.
And she's naming shopaholic, alcoholic, sex addict. Sonia's cheering in the background. And she gives the biggest cheer to sex addict.
Yeah. First thing you do, you say, hi, I'm Ramona, and I'm addicted to being a great person, okay?
She's like, well, you helped her, Barbara, and I'm really glad you did, okay? Because before you helping her, she had a problem. She was drinking all the time. Ask Chris Burgess, who kicked her out of her party. He's like, here we go.
Chris Burgess didn't kick her out. No, I saw it. She robbed that bank with Clyde, and then she jumped into a Nautilus, and then she went under the water and fought a squid, and then she started up a fantasy football league. She started 20,000 of them. Ramona, that's 20,000 leagues under the sea. It's a totally different thing.
She spread her legs on the grassy knoll, and then Kennedy got shot, okay?
Last time I saw her, she found a little piece of amber with a mosquito in it, and she was like, hey, I like this mosquito. I want to take some DNA out of it. And then she started a theme park with dinosaurs and killed all these people. Luann's out of control.
I think that's Jurassic Park, Ramona. It's not even history. It's just a movie.
And then she went downstairs. There was like a killer. And she was like, oh, I'm going to go downstairs. And there's another killer there. And the guy he liked fava beans. She was like, hey, who's the other killer? And the fava bean guy was like, I want to have dinner. I want to have human for dinner. And Luann was like, I'll feed you human if you want, but show me where the killer is. He said, what about lamb? I want lambs. I said, okay, I'll give you lambs, but show me where the killer is. He said, well, guess what? The killer's wearing another person's skin on them. And she said, okay. And he said, I want some lotion. She said, you can't have lotion. But no, there's lotion in the well. And she went to the well, and it turns out the killer was named Buffalo Bill. He's a football player. It was a very sad story.
That's the silence of the clams, Ramona. Okay. With added football players. All right. I don't know what you're trying to prove.
Hello. This is Countess Luann de Lesseps. I'm going to kill you all, but not before this ad. Would you believe it, girls? We have an ad.
Join me, Alex Jones, Adrian Charles, Jeff Brazier, and Sophie Thompson on Guide Dogs' new podcast series, I See What You're Saying. We'll be talking to some inspirational guests about how sight loss impacts their parenting, friendships, love life, and family life. Sharing the ups and downs and the funny moments in between. Listen to Guide Dogs' new series, I See What You're Saying, now on your favourite podcast app.
So Sonia's like, oh, so now Ramona's going to pretend she cares about Lou's recovery. Oh, come on. You were just telling people she was out getting drunk. Good one, Ramona.
And I like that. When Ramona said, well, she was drinking before her intervention. It's like, yeah, that's why there was an intervention. And that's why Barbara's like, yeah, so what? And Ramona goes, that's all. We all move on. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? You all? Where did this placid worldview come from, Ramona?
Ramona is so crazy. So then we got.
Oh, I think we lost Ronnie.
Remember that time we were out? We read that. Am I back?
Yeah, you're back. But you know what's the best part?
Do you have any stuff open on your internet?
I've got nothing open on my internet. Nothing. Well, know what's funny, though, is that when you disappeared, you were obviously doing a Bethany impersonation. So it was like silent, silent, silent. And all of a sudden, silent, silent, silent. It was good. It was very definite.
So she's like, so remember last time we were out, we were meeting these guys, and there was this guy that I met, and I was like pushing him to the side, because he was like, you want to go out with me? But then he asked me to go to dinner, and I was like, look, I'm frantic, okay? I'm going to be on a date crying about Dennis, okay? I mean, one of the first rules about dating is don't talk about your exes. What, I'm going to sob about my ex? But then, he kept asking, so we went.
Here's the bad news. Even if Dennis were alive, she'd still be on that date crying about Dennis.
Yeah. Probably true.
Yeah, and then Tinsley's like, well, I know you're not ready to date yet, but you probably should go because he'll get snatched away.
Like, oh my god, that's so southern of you. Jesus Christ. Yeah, you want us to burn down your town now? Like, how southern do you want to get right now?
Meanwhile,
that's my mother's talking.
So then, meanwhile, Sonia's over with Ramona, and she's like, hey, Ramona, just want to remind you that Bethany lost her fiancé, so, and she's like, oh, yeah, no, I sent a text. It was a text. Well, I don't know if it was so much of a text as it was just a gif. It was a gif of a kitten falling off of a table.
I mean, look, what is the eggplant emoji for if you're not supposed to send it to people when they lose their fiancé, okay?
Whoa, I sent a gif of someone doing Wakanda Forever. Well, Ramona, I think that, maybe, like, you should say something. Like, do my time. I just like that Sonia had to, like, Sonia is, like, aware enough that she's like, let's not start another drama. Maybe just, like, say a few, like, kind words. Like, no, I can't say anything because I say one wrong thing and Bethany comes down on me. Like, here, I go over to her and I say, hey, I'm so sorry that your boyfriend died. You really can't keep a man after all. And then she'll be mad at me. Well, I don't know why. I'm just trying to express a sentiment.
You try and send her one video of a chunky guy dancing around in his underwear to a Beyonce song, and then she acts like a committed murder. I mean, what do you want me to do about it?
So then we have this random shot of Anne, Luann's friend, who they show her, like, bringing out two baskets to the backyard. I don't know why we see this, but for a moment, it looks like she's going to say something like, hey, guys, what's going on? Or, hey, they don't even let her talk. I'm like, okay, she had her moment at dinner last week, and now we're just back to just, like, B-roll footage of Anne carrying wicker.
Yeah, and poor Anne looks like she's just taking every bit of pain from this group and absorbing it. Like, she just looks so sad. And she looks like she's gonna start sobbing any minute.
She's like the portrait of Dorian Gray, except instead of like the portrait as a portrait taking on all the age, she's just taking on all the pain. The more carefree Luann is, the more hurt Anne is.
Now, when you set a beeper, when you set a timer to go off because you need to leave a party, you're supposed to set it off with a phone ringer, right? It can be like hello, okay, we'll be right there. It's not supposed to go dee-deet,
dee-deet. It's also supposed to be, like, subtle, and you're maybe even on vibrate, and then you just gently say, oh, you know what, we have to go. Not like, oh, the timer went off, it's time for us to leave this shitty clam bake.
Oh, my God, yeah. It's like, boop, 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 boop.
But you know what, though? Tinsley was probably never more happy, because she was stuck talking to Bethany with having this, the most, like, banal small talk about being blonde, about like, well, I was born blonde, but now it's gotten darker, so I had to lighten my hair. It's like, wait, is it blonde? It's more like brown, right? You're like brunette. You're like blondette. You know what that is? You're like brunette. Well, I guess I'm sort of blonde. You're brown though. You're like dark. I've got black hair. I'm like, oh my god, what are these women talking about right now?
And Tinsley's like, but my vagina's brunette too. It's like, oh my god, the drapes and the rugs. Oh my god. So Sonia's over getting a to-go box together for herself. I'm just like, do you like steak? I like steak. I'll take some steak. I'll take some clams. You know what? Give me 18 lobsters. That would be great. Okay.
Which, I mean, she's literally acting like she is at like Costco. You know, like she's just at the meat counter at Costco. Which, you know, actually, you know, God bless, because I, you know, it's a great place to be. But you're at someone's, like, house. I don't know. I was kind of with Tinsley on this one. I thought it was, like, a little crazy to take that much food from a place that you'd only been at for half an hour.
Of course, but it's Sonia. I mean, she's going to put it in her dress. So yeah. That's where we're at, okay? She has this, she keeps going around to everyone going, this is a Sonia Morgan dress, which Danny Pellegrino pointed out on Twitter, like, where can you buy that again?
Because she lifted up the front of her dress to make like a little sack to put the lobsters in. And the thing is that like most people would be like, ha ha ha, but it's Sonia. So Barbara's like, okay. So she starts taking the lobster and she's going to drop it in Sonia's dress sack. And so it's like, no, but because it's Sonia, you would reasonably believe she expected to take the lobsters out in the front of her dress.
I know, because, you know, Barbara's just thinking, like, is that the first time she's had crabs in that dress, you know?
Yeah. And then, meanwhile, in the kitchen, Ramona's just taking, like, lobster after lobster and just, like, shoving them into the Tate's bakery bag that she brought the pie in. She's making beyond, like, this is not, like, a doggy bag. This is, like, a woolly mammoth bag. Like, she's going to feed something large and prehistoric, okay?
I know, she can't even fit the plate in there.
Just like shoving one after the other. And then when Luann catches wind of this, Luann just becomes totally hilariously indignant. She's like, oh, you guys aren't eating? Well, you know, she counted you guys in for dinner. She got all this beautiful food. Ah,
how rude. And since he's like, well, Jamendo's alone for dinner. She goes, well, she should be alone. All right, well, fine. Do what you want. You can go. No food, though. No food.
They get like,
this
no
isn't your
food.
Party, Luann, okay? How about you pay your goddamn house off and stop worrying about who paid for the dinner? Luann's like a little too far up her own ass for my taste.
She is, but that's what makes me love her. Like, that's like the more up her own ass she is, the more satisfied I become. Like, I love how indignant she is. Like, she's becoming so indignant that she's going to start losing the battle that she was clearly winning. But, you know, it's still like we win, though. we as the audience.
She's always wearing her superpower fedora. I don't know what she thinks is power. The power comes from this fedora, but she's wearing this fedora everywhere. It's my power fedora, and my fedora gives me the power to say, "How rude!"
Well, you know, when you're a cabaret star, you know, you get recognized everywhere, on sidewalks, CVS, even at a clam bake. So you sometimes just have to wear a power fedora just to hide yourself from the masses.
She goes, "The lobsters are not leaving this house." And Sonia says, "I can't believe Luann is being so snarky about the food. I'm taking the lobsters. That's just who I am."
That's just... I like that that's part of Sonia's intrinsic personality, is that she will take lobsters. Like, that's who she is. She can't change for anyone. Like, she was born taking lobsters, and she will live taking lobsters. And yes, you can't change Sonia Morgan.
Don't bully Sonia Morgan, okay? Yeah.
Speaking of bullying, that's when Luann just starts going back to her classic material. Look at Ramona. Look at her. Crazy eyes. There she is. Crazy face. Walking away with the weight of a million lobsters on her heels. Am I right, ladies? Am I right?
Well, Ramona, I'm talking to you. And she's like, "Well, Sonya said that we could only stay an hour because we have Dorinda at home, okay? And I've already explained to a hostess, and a hostess was all right with it, because a hostess is the mostess, even though she's a little chick with a dick. And it's not you, okay?"
"I thought you accepted her invitation to come to the clam bake. Did you not accept an invitation to come here?" Objection. Sustained. Way to go, me.
Oh, good. And so Luann's like, "Well, that was very kind of Barbara. We'll talk about that later. Bye-bye, Ramona. Go, Ramona.
You are the
go,
biggest Ramona. Link. Bye-bye."
And then Ramona's like, "You're really a bitch, Luann. You make it so that Dorinda can't come home or can't come to the party, and now you don't want her to have any food? Like, who died and made you God? God? Who died? Did God die and nobody told me?"
Meanwhile, like, Ramona's leaving with, like, five giant, like, big brown bags from Bloomingdale's full of lobsters. And Beth's like, "I mean, like, who leaves someone's house with multiple lobsters? Like, it's like, what are you gonna take the credenza? Take the sofa? Like, what is this? Like, what is this? Like, Price is Right? You're just gonna go in there and, like, you know, like, okay, I bid $1, I get everything. Showcase showdown. You know what this is? We're gonna spin a wheel. You know what? She's spin a wheel. It's gonna be like one to 100. You know what? And you know what? She's gonna bust and she'll take all the money. You know, okay, look out, Drew Carey. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?"
God, don't let it go to a place in a mobile home. She'll take the whole fucking house with her. Like,
yeah,
seriously.
Yeah. Hashtag this is a crisis. Hurricane Ramona came through. Took everyone's belongings away. Now I just got gift cards. Give it to everyone, okay?
So then Luann's like, "Well, don't call me not light and fluffy. I'm going to get on a swan in a pool."
"Look at me having fun. I don't have an ego. I'm just a carefree cabaret star on a swan."
"Oh, that was fun. What fun, girls. We took a swan dive."
Get it? Get it? I've been thinking about that all evening, just eyeing that swan. I was like, "I am going to bring that inflatable swan very close to the edge of the pool. I'm going to kneel down and lie down on it, and then cross the pool and get off and say, swan dive."
"Then I'm going to make Barbara dry clean my pants, because how rude to have water in a pool."
"How rude. Hey, water in the pool. Were you not invited to this clam bake? Were you not told not to get anyone wet?"
So then they drive up to Ramona's house. They're back to see Dorinda. And Sonia's like, "You guys, you tell Dorinda the scoop, okay? I'm going to deal with the lobsters." Like, Sonia's obsessed with these lobsters. Yeah. So then Dorinda's like, "Hey, we haven't gone that long. It's like, sleep away." Yeah. I'm like, "You're waiting on the doorstep."
Okay. Dorinda was upset because while they were gone, she was truly going to sit back and watch multiple episodes of Law & Order. She's like, "Yeah, I got to the first part, I got to the dun dun, and then all of a sudden they're showing up again." I was like, "What is this? Where's Miss Cockatiel? Am I right, everyone?
Dun dun.
Dun dun.
You know, all I had to do was have time for some spaghetti." And they were back. Yeah. Biscotti. She said, "I had some biscotti," and they were back.
Yeah, you're back. So the girl,
so she's like, "How was it? How was it? Good, good." Like, she's just like, carefree Dorinda. Doesn't really care that she wasn't invited to that thing at all. She's totally fine with it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And so, they're talking about how, like, their conversation with Barbara, and, like, Barbara said, all she has to do is pick up the phone. And Ramona said that, you know, Dorinda won't pick up the phone because Luann's been saying terrible things about her. And Dorinda goes, "Yeah, based on nothing. Based on..." I'm like, "Well, Dorinda, I love you, but You fucked up at the end of last season. You really did, and you never really owned up to it.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, Luana's been depressed and said horrific things. And Dorinda's like, Barbara and I never had a problem. And Sonia says, and you don't have a problem now. Let's just eat lobster. She's like, she made a bad choice today, Sonia. All right? She goes, but she was protecting Luann. Protect me! Protect me! And then she tells us, Luann has had plenty of time to run out list and say, I have problems and I need rehab. Well, I've said nothing. In this case, 2 + 2 ain't making 4.
So now Tinsley's talking about how Luann is more of the aggressor, and Sonia's like, Dorinda, she's still hurt. And Dorinda's like, I'm still hurt. Which is funny because I don't really know what Dorinda's heard about. I'm like, I guess she's heard about the stuff in the media, but that stuff, Luann was saying shit because Dorinda never apologized for the shit that she said initially. Hey.
Well, it's also kind of unfair because Luann didn't go to the reunion. So Luann couldn't go because she was, you know, given an intervention and had to go to rehab. So it's not like, oh, she just called in sick, you know. So you can't fault her too much for that. But she didn't go to the reunion, so she couldn't fight back when these girls were saying all that nasty shit at the reunion.
Yeah.
And how she's not sober. And even though Lou obviously wasn't sober because she had to go back to rehab,
yeah,
I'm sure she didn't love hearing about that on TV. But at the same time, they have to talk about the season at the reunion. So it's a whole conundrum.
It is. And you know, again, I'm a huge Luann stan, you know, jumping ahead just a little bit when we do see that, like, one of the headlines was Luann talking, saying that Dorinda doesn't cop up to her drinking problem. I'm like, well, you know what, Luann, yeah, you should probably quit while you're ahead. Like, because that's, like, you were already winning. You don't need to say comments like that to the press. So in those instances, I'm like, well, then Dorinda sort of does have a point. Now, where do I stand? I don't know.
Don't stand. Sit. Just sit and watch. Right?
Well, Dorinda goes,
you don't stand, right?
So Dorinda's like, you know what? She needs to go back to a children's home, which is so hilariously undermining or passive aggressive or just perfect. Just perfect. So
here we go. So Sonia's like, hey, that lawsuit was academic. And Ramona goes, oh, it's not dropped, the lawsuit? I can't believe it. It's not even dropped yet. I wonder why. And she's like, the lawsuit won't be dropped until everything's finalized, Ramona. And Dorinda goes, yeah, until the debt is paid.
Yeah. And Sonia's like, you know, it's a complicated thing. That's why I asked Bethany to help with Dennis, you know, because you need a smart guy doing this stuff. And Ramona goes, oh, how smart can Dennis be? I mean, he was on drugs. Come on. And she just gives a look to the camera like, come on. We're talking about this dummy?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It was like,
Ramona.
I was like, Ramona. She even tweeted something yesterday. She was like, whoa, I'm watching tonight's episode and I'm cringing at what I said. It was so insensitive. I'm so embarrassed. I'm so sorry to Bethany that I said that about her drug-addicted former fiancé. Okay?
And then on Watch What Happens Live, Sonia was on there acting the damn fool as usual. And they Andy mentioned that tweet. And Sonia goes, wow, well, I'm impressed with Ramona. She's learning to apologize earlier and earlier.
Oh, that's why we love this show. Okay. It's like every sentence that comes out of every one of these women's mouths is just like pure gold, pure gold, you know, like that's why sometimes this show, they can just set up a camera and you can just watch some of them just like walking around a bagel shop and just the comments that they say, it's just not like this on any other show.
So I know, and they don't even feel bad about it. Like, I'm a horrible person, but I feel guilty. Like, I'm still sitting here thinking, I said chicks with dicks twice. Very sorry, audience, okay?
Yeah, I always feel guilty.
Just think that as a Ramona thing. I approve, and I'm very supportive of my entire community, okay?
Yeah, I still feel guilty over when we were in Cincinnati, and I made the joke, I was pretending to be Ramona, making fun of the fact that Bethany had lost Dennis, and then the audience booed. And I was like, I know everyone understands the context, but I would feel terrible if someone thought I was actually making fun of the fact that Dennis died. I was making the fun of the fact that, like, Ramona would be so insensitive about he died. But I still feel bad about it, because I'm a good boy.
Okay. Sorry to say anything offensive, and I mean it, okay? Even though I'm saying it in Ramona's voice. So Ramona says, how smart could Dennis be? He's on drugs. And Dorinda goes, here we go. And she just walks out of the room and slams the door. She's like, I'm not getting in this, too. And Sonia goes, you can't say that!
Yeah.
Because he didn't drink, he didn't do drugs, he took painkillers, which, you guys, even if he did heroin, okay, smart people get addicted to drugs too, you dopes.
Yeah, exactly. And Sonny goes, how unsophisticated are you? You know, that's what she tells us. So then when Sonia, and good for her, by the way, for being like, don't say that. So Ramona goes, you know what? I don't want to talk about Dennis. I just want to honor him and his memory.
Oh my God. What? Then Sonia just looks at
caviar. I mean, like, yeah. What?
Yeah. Sonia just looks at the camera like, I mean, I just tried taking lobster home in a dress, and even I'm disgusted by her. Okay.
I mean, you just got to imagine the producers sit back and watch this footage and say, like, does this really happen? I can only imagine all the stuff that doesn't make it onto the show, because it's just like these things that these ladies say. It's just unbelievable. It's fantastic.
Yeah. So then they're back in the city, and we start with Dorinda at home. And Dorinda's with my favorite character, Dorinda, talking to Dorinda. She's like, get
Salt! Dorinda at home battling salt. She literally just goes, shit! And she spills salt all over her counter in an effort to get it out of, like, the canister. I mean, she just does not have luck with simple seasonings. You know, she broke her foot with a pepper mill, and now she's battling out with the salt.
Had a pretty funny episode. This was my favorite scene.
Salt! Yeah, guys, go over my shoulder. You don't want to be... You can never be too safe.
Yeah, you can throw some over your shoulder and you'll keep it safe.
Yeah, salt!
And Chinsley's getting her dog a dog sweater, and Sonia is,
That dog sweater, first of all, it was a Jack sweater. Second of all, that dog was more stylish than I will ever be. That little dog in a turtle in a like a beige or a taupe like a turtleneck sweater, like a ribbed turtleneck sweater. I was like, that is one stylish little dog.
I know. I wish he could have seen how handsome he was so he wouldn't be so insecure, because he's got that little chihuahua shake. He's like, oh my God, they're going to eat me right now.
Yeah, like
this is a sausage casing.
I wish that chihuahua knew that if it went to like Chihuahua Boutique, it would be picking up all the dog ass. Like, yeah. All of it.
Hmm.
You know, I guarantee Bueller was made by a chihuahua who was wearing a very dapper turtleneck. Bueller is half chihuahua, half pitbull, and we know which.
That made me laugh out my vape. That made me cough out my vape smoke.
We know. I mean, we have to just imagine who was on top. Okay.
Yeah, the dad was like, "Hello."
It's like I have a. It's a chunky sweater. It was a chihuahua with a chunky sweater who knew his self-worth. It was like, fuck it. I'm going after the pit bull. Okay? You know, the chihuahua who impregnated Bueller's mom was not some chihuahua with low self-esteem. That was a chihuahua who knew he was just, like, killing it at Boutique that night.
He's a little man. I met the dad.
You did?
I met Bueller's parents. And the dad was this little tiny chihuahua. Like, it could fit in my palm. Now, granted, I have ham hands. But it was like a little teacup chihuahua thing. And the pit bull was this big-ass blue pit bull.
Power bottom. Power bottom pit bull.
Yeah, so funny. Okay, so Sonia's seeing this party rental place for mm-hmm. this photo shoot she did. That's the next party we're on our way to.
Yeah. And she's just touring around this venue space called Salon. And she's like, this looks great. And then we see Bethany in the back of the SUV that Kevin's probably driving, and she's doing like a Instagram live or something, and she's got her Be Strong hat on and the hashtag this is a Kardashian. I don't know why. This is a crisis. So she's talking about a hurricane that hit North Carolina. She's like, yeah, it's terrible. You know what? They're saying it's worse than Matthew. It's worse than Matthew. And I think we probably all assume she was talking about Hurricane Matthew. But I actually think that there's probably someone named Matthew that she knows who she probably talks shit about all the time. Yeah, you know what Matthew did lately? Yeah, he went to a party, and you know what? He took some lobsters also. He did just like Ramona. But you know what, though? This hurricane's worse than Matthew. Yeah.
Yeah, it's worse than Matthew, but nothing's going to be as bad as the end of the world, Ramona, that's about to hit us all, okay? She's just opening the plane door and throwing out lobsters. Like, there you go, catch!
Someone's like, hey, can we take these lobsters and bring them to hurricane victims? No. He does that.
gift cards.
So then we go, do you have anything more to say? Because I stopped writing no. when people do good things for others. So I'm like, this is not why I'm watching. Thanks for helping the world, Bethany. Okay?
I also want to point out, it was like an 8-second scene, and I had like a 5-minute thought about it. I was like, hi, Matthew. She's probably thinking about someone named Matthew. Isn't that hilarious, podcast listeners?
I was like, I have time to pee.
So now we go over to Luann's new apartment, which has parquet floors, just like DJ James Kennedy, which explains why they're friends. Which, by the way, in case you didn't know that, they're friends. So she's in a new place, and she's like, well, I need a full-time place in New York, so that way I can sing in the city, because I'm a cabaret star. Can't say parquet without star-kay.
You know, it's so nice just having casual conversations about what a star I am with one of my sycophant gays. So, sycophant gay, let's talk about the places I've played. The Borgata! The Paramount!
Foot Locker! Listen, the success of my show has just blown me away. Sometimes I can't help but applaud myself for being so damn great.
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. No offense, Mom. All right, that's one of the great songs you'll hear. The Borgata!
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Amendroy's got nuts, Mounds has a cabaret star.
So then she tells us, my success has shocked me. I'm selling out. I mean, 6 months ago I was in jail, and now I'm a cabaret star. I had baloney shoved down my throat. Now I'm singing Oscar Mayer at a wiener. Every night, 8 nights a week.
I mean, 9 months ago, I was singing the Jailhouse Blues. Now I'm singing, give me a break, give me a break, give me a piece of that Kit Kat bar a star.
So she's telling the guys, now I have an apartment on the water. And my house is on the water.
She goes, so guess what? I live on the water everywhere now.
When the shit hits the fan in New York, I'm going to be on my own boat with my friends. And guess where we're going to go? Oh, and my children, too. And guess where we're going to go? My other house on the water.
We're going to take this boat up to Ulster. That's the way rivers work. When you have two houses on the same river, you can take a boat to them. Isn't that amazing? We got the boat to Ulster. We're on the slow boat to Ulster. It's original composition by me, a cabaret star.
We're on the showboat. Fish gotta swim, birds gotta fly.
Lou's gotta sing wherever she might. Can't help rowing this boat to you.
I love that Luann's end of the world idea is that she's just going to get on a boat and go to the Hamptons. Like, that's like some people are buying canned foods and digging underground bunkers. And Luann's like, well, I'll just go to the Hamptons. Do terrorists even know where the Hamptons is?
Yeah, I was interpreting it that she meant like the next time there's like a Superstorm Sandy or something like that. And I'm just imagining her doing a Gilligan's Island moment where she's just like, we were on this boat going to Ulster County, hoping to find some peace and relaxation. But all of a sudden a storm came. And then 3 hours later, a 3-hour tour, now we're stranded and who knows where. It's like, Luann, you're a Nyack. Like I said, where are we?
And they just keep cutting to this mover listening to her blah on about how great she is. And he's like, whatever. Like, he's giving her he's like, this sucks. He's like, my life sucks.
By the way, looks like she got a house in upstate New York after all. So, see, all that drama is for nothing.
Well, there you go.
It all worked out in the end. So now we go down to North Carolina, where Bethany is getting off a private plane to do some charity work with her company, her nonprofit. And, you know, she's talking about, people thought it was like, whatever. It was category 4, and we got down to, like, a category 1, and people were like, whatever. But guess what? The water levels kept on rising, and it's like, you know, what's the matter? What's going on? What's happening? They all drowned, okay? And so now I'm here to fix it. You know what I'm saying? So she gets there, and the dude that she works with, who we saw last season, he meets her at the tarmac. And she's like, what's going on? Like, so when'd you get here? He's like, 10 minutes ago. She's like, no. North Carolina, dummy. She's like, like 3 days ago.
He's a true star. He's a crisis partner.
Yeah. So it's nice. She goes and she say what you want. It's good work. And she hands out the gift card. She hugs people. It's What can you, like, what? I mean, like, yeah, I'm going
to
make people who
somebody
make
actually
people got
giving back to the world, okay? I'm like, I have nothing to say about
we,
that.
We, like, don't know how to deal with that on Watch What Crappens. We're like, someone did something altruistic? Like, what? Like, what's the matter? What's going on? What's happening? Like, I don't get it. Is it? I have to talk in slow Bethany voice. Like,
I know. The Cheetos only thing brand? I wrote, the only thing I wrote down was Pickles floats by with cash cards.
Well, now everyone can go to Chili's. So, yeah, no, it was great. I don't have anything bad to say about it. Like, I, you know, I support it. Throw money at it. Everyone donate to Bethany's charity. It was good, good work.
So then we go to Dorinda at a restaurant. Dorinda's always first, and it cracks me up because Dorinda has, like, this thing where she can't just walk in and sit down. She has to just be talking the whole time. So she's like, oh, hi, Lily. I've been here in ages. Well, it's the same restaurant. This is crazy. I've been here in ages. Wow, these menus. This is nuts. These new chairs. I don't remember these chairs, but I remember being comfortable. I'll tell you that, man. You got me so...
She's a one-woman Zagat. And now that we're talking about it, it makes me realize that those Zagat guides are probably just, like, all written by Dorinda, because I can totally see her air-quoting everything, being like, some say the ambience here is, quote-unquote, nice, but I think it's a little stuffy, but you know what? It's worth it for the good food and the low prices and the fun times. Be sure to stay for the lobster.
Hey, I enjoy your service.
I give this one a 17, 24, 16, 13.
So Barbara comes in, Dorinda's like, I took the liberty of getting you some tap water.
My favorite, New York tap water.
Yeah, it is the best, baby. It is the best.
I know, that's what I said.
Most people drinking tap water say it's delicious and clear, but some have questions about its authenticity. She just has a Zagat's entry for water.
And that is so true about New Yorkers. They're so proud of everything. You know, when I lived in New York, it's like, oh my God, I made it home. You know, I go down the subway stairs, up the subway stairs. I got splashed by a cab, almost robbed by. Like, you're just so proud to make it through a day in New York, you know?
I know.
And even the tap water. This is a true thing. Everyone's like, best tap water in the world.
There's a lot of bragging about it. And you know, the thing is, this New Yorkers make fun of us here in Los Angeles, how we talk about the routes we take to get to wherever we're going to go, you know, like that was that whole skit on the Californians. But the truth is, you go to New York, everyone's like, well, I took the 9 and it was so crowded. And then I got up, oh my God. And there was a demonstration happening on 42nd Street. We all just talk about mundane shit.
Yeah, tap water. But New York wins the prize with tap water because that is a tried and true.
The tap water is the best thing in the world.
Best ones. Best tap water in the world. You know what I'm saying? It was Gregory Hines. His movie should have been called Tap Water. Anyway, so Barbara is like, well, Sonia and I had a great time. We were standing over a giant, giant bowl of clams and mussels, bigger than you've ever seen in your life. You could just dive in like Goofy when he was in the, you know, the giant's house doing Jack and the Beanstalk for Disney. Remember that? I don't know what you're talking about, but you can shut the fuck up right now, Barbara.
It was like standing on the set of The Little Mermaid. It's like, shut up, Barbara.
So Barbara, I like how Barbara started out the conversation. She goes, did you like the lobsters? Meaning like, I sent you a bunch of free shit. Please don't yell at me right now on TV.
That's so true. Yeah.
And so Barbara goes,
well, we'll have another clam bake one day, you know. Yeah.
And Dorinda's like, let's just get the elephant out of the room.
Like, well, no, we're not going to be serving elephant, but you know, we'll serve lobster. Oh, I see what you're saying. By the way, Barbara, if you're listening, I don't even request. I demand an invitation to your next clam bake because that shit looked amazing. And I feel like we haven't talked about that. That was an amazing spread. And I would like to be invited. Thank you, Barbara, in advance.
Well, I was going to say the elephant.
Well, we've always had an independent relationship, you and I, okay? We like the Miramax. Let's not get us bought out by Disney. Let's just become a huge mess, Barbara, right? Because remember the time when Luann was furious with you and you were so upset because she wouldn't speak to you at a wedding?
And then we see the clip of how Barbara got famous where she didn't know that the mics were on and she was talking to Carol at Ramona's party, right?
I'm just still laughing about the fact that you just framed their relationship as Miramax being bought out by Disney.
I just think it's so funny to say, like, we've always had an independent relationship. Remember Clerks?
Yeah, that's a movie making it, right?
Hey, remember that black and white vampire movie we put out called Nadja?
Hey, remember when Robert Rodriguez was doing interesting films? Let's not be a Spy Kids, Barbara. All right?
Hey, remember when we ran Project Runway? Yay.
So she brings up the time that Luann kicked Barbara out of her life because Barbara was caught on mic at a party saying, you know what, I'm not really excited to go to Luann's wedding because I feel like she's forcing herself to get married, just getting divorced so that she doesn't have to deal with the whole Tom cheating on her thing. Which, of course, was completely correct, Barbara. Right.
Yeah. You know?
And Dorinda's like, remember that? We were heartbroken. She goes,
I was heartbroken. The thing with Luann, she's got a thing about trust. And when you break that, she cuts you out. And so what I did was I gave her time and I let her rebuild it. And then I came back to her and I said, look, here's a bag with a hammer in it. Right?
You can't rebuild without some tools, okay? Especially when they're made for women.
So, yeah, they're talking about Luann's sobriety. She's like, my number one thing is I want Luann to stay sober. And that's what matters. I want to protect her, et cetera, et cetera.
So, you know, I want to stay sober. And Dorinda's like, yeah, you know, I get that. But it's pretty insulting to say that I could compromise his sobriety. What? Like, she can't hear that she's a bitch with a mugshot whose kids sue her and that she's worthless and steals dresses from Giovanni without falling off the wagon?
Well, I agree with Dorinda here. I think what Luann is, I think it's pretty obvious that Luann's just trying to kick people out of filming and not being in scenes, and she's getting her revenge, and you don't get to just use being an alcoholic as an excuse to get people kicked off the show that you're on, okay?
Yeah, it's like, on the one hand, like, I totally get why Luann doesn't want to, like, Luann's like, that fucking bitch, she, like, you know, I said one thing to her, basically, and then she turned so nasty and unleashed all these things that she clearly should have been holding in for years and years and years, and then she doesn't even apologize for it, and then she heckles me at my show. Like, no, I don't want to see her at this clam bake. You should, like, disinvite her. And, like, who knows? I might, you know, it might trigger me. But at the same time, there is honestly a feeling of like, well, I feel like she's sort of using that as like the triggering thing, as like a, she's sort of brandishing that. And it is insulting to Dorinda because Dorinda is in the wrong, but it's also insulting to just like put all this on her. Like, oh, Dorinda's going to be the one that triggers her. Not like, even though like Ramon is probably a way worse trigger. You know what I'm saying?
Well, when you're, you know, working sobriety, the important thing is to remove the triggers or remove yourself from the triggers. Right, you know, so you can't just remove triggers from public. Right. Exactly. Yeah. If you're triggered by being at a bar, don't go to a bar.
And the truth is also that as much as we're saying how, like, Dorinda was so in the wrong and Dorinda, like, you know, Dorinda was awful. You know, I cannot have had, like, thousands of Watcher Crappens episodes where I complained that Kim Richards never apologized to anyone and then let Luann off the hook. And the truth is that part of recovery is that you are supposed to apologize, because obviously everything I learned about recovery I learned from you know, Seinfeld and that episode. But you know, at the end of the day, like, part of recovery, from my understanding of it, I'm sorry, is that you do have to apologize to people, because people react to how you are when you are not, you know, not sober, et cetera, whatever. So, like,
well, they're both equally delusional.
They're both equally wrong. Not necessarily equally wrong, but they're both equally deserving of giving an apology.
Right. Well, but they're also both delusional in that they think they did nothing wrong ever.
Yes. thankfully so, because it's great for us.
Yeah.
Barbara's like, well, what happened at a show that you did that? She goes,
nothing.
It was a great time. I sat in the audience and I cheered her along the entire time.
Did you heckle her? Did you heckle her, Dorinda? And she goes,
no, I don't think it was heckling. And then we get a clip of her heckling her.
You know? yes, you were, Dorinda.
She goes, whatever, we going back. Yeah, it wasn't even that good of a show. It's like being, it's like never having an intermission, having to sit in the show. It's like years later, what are we going to worry about it?
Yeah. Well, she's going to be very upset. Well, she has to get unupset, or else we're not going to be friends. And Barbara goes, you know what I do all day? I solve problems for people. So, like, if you say, hey, what does it look like for a grown woman to wear a strange green shirt from the 70s? There, I solved that problem. I wore it, and now you know.
When you're sitting there telling yourself, what am I going to do? How am I supposed to have a hammer if I don't have anything to put the hammer in? Well, I put a pretty bag. You put the hammer in the pretty bag. There, I solved the problem for you.
You know, if you're sitting there saying, hammer, don't hurt them, I say, okay, so we're going to put a bag around the hammer and it won't hurt them, okay? So it's settled.
I just want to solve this problem, Dorinda.
And Dorinda's like, I know you do. I know you do, baby. Believe it for now, because I know your intentions weren't bad. So I'm going to let you off the hook on this one. And I'm not going to throw salt in your face. And we're just going to let it lie around.
She goes, listen, I just need to see Luann without any outside voices, which I think is her way of saying I'm not going to scream at her. When she says outside voices, it could mean a lot of different things.
Yeah, all the Dorindas in her head screaming around.
And then I got really nervous because then there was a cutaway to like her talking, and I swear to God, it looked like she got her face full of fillers, and I was like so horrified. I was like, no, Dorinda, you didn't have to do that. But then I went onto her Instagram. And then I saw her latest Instagram, and her face looked exactly the same. So I don't know what happened, but I was very –
What it was? It wasn't fillers. It was potato. She had, like, potato on her face, and Barbara didn't even tell her. She just let her sit there and shoot with potato all over her mouth.
She had a little speck right in the corner of her – and that's what I love about Dorinda, that she always has, like, a little speck of food at the corner of her mouth. You know she does. It's either there or on her chin.
Hey, oh my God. Yeah, I got to say, no outside voices.
Salt. So then we go over to the paper magazine. Sonia's done a photo shoot for paper magazine.
Yeah.
And so everyone's gathering, and it's like a Moroccan-themed party.
Well, I think it's whatever. Actually, because the place is called Ceylon, I think it was actually supposed to be more like South Asian, you know, like Sri Lankan, etc. So her realtor, I don't know why I'm like correcting you on that point. Like, oh, let's make sure we really accurately describe the decor of this restaurant. I'd be really upset if we got it wrong.
Yeah, feels great.
Yeah. Sorry, Rondell.
No, I don't mean it like that. I just mean, like, feels great to know the truth. I can go on to this scene now that I know where it's really set.
We don't. So all these people are arriving. Her realtor from last season makes a cameo appearance, which I don't know why I wrote that down. I was just like, look, there she is. A bunch of gays, tons of gays. Bethany shows up in a dress that probably cost like $10,000, but it looked like paper that had been shredded and then someone came and taped it back together again, you know, to
paper.
Yeah.
I love
all the secrets right here. State secrets right here. Paper magazine?
Like,
paper.
Yeah, it's real. Paper magazine is real, right? It's where Kim Kardashian broke the internet with her ass, all right? I mean, it's no Latino show magazine, that's for sure.
This is my favorite Bethany.
Yeah.
When she's not being a complete fucking dick and she's just like sitting back and being funny about everything else.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I feel like Latino Show Magazine and Beverly Hills Lifestyle Magazine share like a parent like company, are in part of the same parent company. Like these strange low circulation magazines that make their way onto reality shows.
Yeah. The Doris runs from Mexican dynasties.
Doris. Oh, I have to say, when we did that one episode of Mexican Dynasties, we had a whole thing about Doris. She's like, what sort of, like, her mom is named Raquel and her daughter's name is Doris, but apparently her name is said Dioris.
Oh, well, it's still Doris. It's spelled Doris.
I just felt like I had to clarify that, much like the decor in Ceylon.
Okay. So they're Dioris.
Dioris.
That show's hilarious, by the way.
It really is. I was catching up on it yesterday. And I was like, damn, this show is really good. It's just hard for us to recap, but it's a really good show.
It really is. I was cracking up. I was watching it yesterday, too.
Yeah. I also was watching The Inventor about Elizabeth Holmes. She's like, Theranos, when I made Theranos, we're out to fix blood. I'm like, okay, be quiet.
I've been wondering why I've been reading that name everywhere.
Theranos?
Elizabeth Holmes.
Oh, yeah. It's just it's like one of like a million con artist documentary. It's actually not a good documentary. I actually thought it was not good, but it was an interesting story. But she's just like, she has this voice that's just like, she's like, hi, I'm Elizabeth Holmes, and I'm here to talk to you about changing blood forever. And now we can go to Walgreens.
Changing blood forever.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Holmes. Anyway.
So anyway, we go back to the party and they're talking about Latino magazine. And then we get a classic clip of Ramona going, what? I mean, she's not Spanish. She's not Latin. Latino magazine? What? which just cracked me up.
I don't even
so
know
then
what
Dorinda walks in and
meets that like saying no. Latin is dead. It's a dead language. Latin no magazine.
Count in English, or I don't know how much I owe for the bill. Okay. So Dorinda walks in. She's like,
amazing, gorgeous. I want a picture of Sonia.
She goes, listen, I think they're fantastic. I didn't see it coming. It's an unusual look, but you know, so. So Dorinda's like freaking out because she has to see Luann at this thing. And I don't really blame her because Luann is on a tear.
Yeah. Yeah. No one likes a confrontation. Or I should say I don't like a confrontation. So Dorinda's freaking out. Meanwhile, Tinsley and Dale arrive and Dale shows up and she's like, Sonia, I haven't done my Dale in a while. I can't remember how she even talks.
It's like that side of the mouth thing. Sonia, yeah. I look at all those pictures on Instagram or whatever. You're pretty fabulous for a crazy old dame, aren't you? Better than this one over here. Oh, Tinsley, didn't realize you were standing right next to me.
Hopefully you bought at least one of those outfits with a gift card I bought you and had Tinsley hand over a couple seasons ago. I'd hate for you to forget my charm and my generosity as your friend, Sonia.
And then Roberta, Sonia's psychic, comes over and they're like, hey, Roberta, how many children is Tinsley going to have? She's like, probably about two. And Dale's probably like, oh, well, that's good to hear, you know, because it would, I hope she gets started early because it would suck to be 50 years old chasing after babies. Am I right, everyone? Mom!
Sad that she's only having two babies when I'm already four times disappointed. What I'm saying, everyone. And Sonia's like, oh, Roberta, I'm glad you made it. I told everyone she fell in a pothole.
Roberta's like, could you not tell everybody that maybe?
A pothole. Roberta's like, oh, is that what we're calling your life now?
I just love that Roberta texts Sonia, like, I might be running a little late, honey. I fell in a pothole.
You know, as a psychic, you might want to use those abilities to see the terrain before you walk on it.
Well, I was seeing it next year when it was already fixed. That's the problem.
You know, I've fallen in a pothole so many times. I mean, that's what I called the townhouse, the pothole. I'm hoping if gay bars can be called that, too.
And we also get a clip of Sonia explaining why her hair is the way it is, and she just doesn't wash it. Like, she slept on it. It's disgusting. We see a clip of the guy it's just like a wet towel, basically, yeah, on top of her head at this point.
Yeah, pretty much. So Dorinda and Bethany have a nice conversation. They're talking about, you know, Dorinda gives her condolences to Bethany, and then, you know, they're talking about John and how they've been. Dorinda's been with John for 7 years now, but they don't live together. And, you know, after Richard, you know, she's looking for a different kind of love than before. And, you know, it's a very nice scene. And Dorinda's telling us, she's like, you know, it's heartbreaking that Dennis isn't with us anymore. He was her best friend. And there's nothing you can say other than, I'm sorry. And if you need to call me, you know? And meanwhile, the music in the background is literally going, boom, doo 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 doo.
It's like wacky dead husband music. I know. She was so crazy. So she's like, to tell you the truth, I didn't even know they were still dating and now they're engaged. Congratulations. So Bethany tells us, you know, I'm having this pleasant conversation with Dorinda. Like, it doesn't sound like the same Dorinda I heard on the phone. Like, seriously, literally, like, that Dorinda seemed a little tweaked. All right. It seemed a little tweaked out of her mind, which, you know, yes, Dorinda's pretending to be nice when she's probably fuming inside. And you're pretending to be nice as you drop drug hints all over the
place. Yeah. I was like, this woman is probably having the most, like, thoughtful conversation with you that you've had all season with your castmates about Dennis. And what you say in response is like, yeah, yeah, she's nice now, but she sounded like she was on drugs before. You know what I'm saying? But it was actually a really nice conversation. And at one point I was like, I think I'm getting choked up and I cannot believe this is happening to me as I'm watching this.
Well, was it that or Ramona's dress? Because then here comes Ramona. She comes in with some date. And she's like, oh my God, I can already hear Sonia scream. She's going, woo, woo. Look, that's her. Do you hear it? She's just going, woo, woo. And she goes to Sonia and she's like, whoa, hey. Guess what? I heard you going, woo, woo. And I said, that's Sonia over there.
Whoa.
So she shows off her dress and she's like, I feel really hot in my dress, okay? I'm wearing a sexy dress and it fits me like a glove. And I saw her shoot and I thought, I want to flaunt it too. If you got it, flaunt it, okay?
I like to flaunt things all the time. It's like what I always tell my best friend/daughter. I'm going to flaunt this, and I'll be, like, flaunting all over, and I'll be just so sexy. I'm going to meet a man with a red scarf, and I'll be like, flaunt, flaunt, flaunt.
So then Luann comes in her mysterious fedora. She's like, Señorita!
Yeah, and she's also dressed in, like, all white, like she's going to a garden party in the Hamptons, but she's in, like, a subterranean basement with, like, a South Asian theme, as previously mentioned.
Well, sorry, but I have to be ready to get on my boat.
Yeah, I gotta get on my boat because you never know when you have to go up to Ulster County and sing on the shores.
And she sees Ramona. She goes, "Hello, Ramona. How are you?"
Yeah, she says hi to everyone except for Dale. I don't know if you noticed because Dale goes in for like, "Aha, good to see you again." Oh, okay, no, it's fine. I'm gonna lean back as if I didn't just lean forward to hug you. That's fine. I wasn't trying to hug. Just another disappointment, like my daughter.
Dorinda and Bethany and Barbara are all talking now because Barbara is infiltrated. And Dorinda's like, "Can you clear the air with Luann? You know, I have no problems. I don't even know anything still going on." Okay. All right, yes, Larry was calling her a drunken alcoholic and saying she should go back to a children's house. But I don't understand what the problem is.
"How are you doing? I don't know." And then John shows up. He's like, "Hey, baby." You know, his usual thing. Ugh. "Oh, yeah, Bethany, you know, sorry, et cetera, et cetera."
And Dorinda has just told Bethany before he comes in that she never expects to find another relationship like Richard. And John's just like, basically, John's a place card. And he's like, "Hey, baby. How you doing,
baby?"
And Barbara's just looking at Bethany like, "It's disgusting, am I right?" It's horrible. So Barbara's telling Dorinda, she's like,
"You know, when you walk over to Luann, just don't bring up the past.
Don't bring up the past.
Don't bring up the past.
You need to stay out of it, Barbara, right? You got no skin in the game here."
"But I do have skin in the game. I want you to be friends. You know how many to-go things I wasted the other day? You could have just had plates that would have been washed. It'll save the earth.
Think about it this way. I'm giving you the tools to have the conversation. Hey, speaking of which, you know I got tools. You want some tools? Anyone want some tools? I got tools."
So, let's see. Barbara goes straight over to Luann. Right. Barbara's such a little shit star.
Barbara,
so
who is like trying to fix the situation.
Just totally fix it. Now is mad at Dorinda because Dorinda told her to butt out. So she goes over to Lou and she's like,
"I was sitting with Dorinda and Bethany and I put my 2 cents in and Dorinda said, mind your own business. And I said, I'm standing here and I have my own opinion."
"Oh, really? Well, let Bethany handle it then."
"Oh, yeah. Well, what's your opinion on me being a star with a theoretical boat that I can travel all up and down the Hudson River?"
And in case anybody's worrying that Luann's not stretching enough, let's watch her really reach for this one. She goes,
"This is really awkward. I mean, I'm standing here. She's at the bar. It doesn't even occur to her that I might not want to go to the bar.
I just want to stay here with all my best friends like Ramona and you and this Tinsley and that lady who looks like she's from Who's the Boss sitting next to Tinsley.
That woman wearing pothole stains.
God, that woman looks like she's been through the ringer. She looks like Charlie Brown's friend with the blanket."
So Bethany's like, "All right, I'm going to go over there now. I'm going to go." "I'm not, Jesus Christ." So she's like, Luann, come over here, Luann.
Bethany has like the most forced analogy. She's like, "Oh my God, I just went over to look at Luann." She's like a cork in the middle of like, you know, like a Chateau Margaux 85. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like you can't get it. She's just squeezing it. And even John's like, "What? What are you saying? There's no opening. Okay. Okay. Luann.
Is she calling me? Hi, Bethany. Hello over there.
My fans are calling me. Who am I to leave them dry? I mean, like I am."
Okay, I guess I'll walk over there. So Bethany's like, all right, we got an opening. She's like, do not make a big deal out of it.
I'm not going to go. I'm not an escort. Okay, go.
You can do this.
Pushing somebody off a cliff, you know?
Yeah, and Luann's taking, like, the longest, most circuitous route over to this. She's like, I mean, it's taking her, like, 10 minutes. She's like, well, I'm just going to walk along this wall, and now I might cross over to this wall and walk along and look around and see if anyone notices me in my white fedora. Power fedora.
And John's like, I just want to know who's going to clean up this mess.
So here it is. It's going to be the moment. It's going to be Dorinda and Luann finally seeing each other face to face for the first time all season. The tension is building. There's so much anger and resentment and frustration. And the way it all kicks off is Dorinda going, hey!
To be continued.
It's like the warmest, loveliest. Hi, yeah. So, you know what? So that was it for New York. But you know what? Why don't we do? Even though it's Thursday, why don't we do our Crappin's mailbag today?
All right, let's do it.
Because we already recorded Summer House, and we forgot to do Summer House tomorrow, and yada yada yada. The point is this: we're doing it today. All right. So let's open up that Crappin's mailbag. So Crappin's mailbag is where you can write in questions, and we'll read them on the air. You just go to patreon.com/watchforcrappins and sign up at the mailbag level or above, and then you can leave questions, etc. So this one comes from Allison King, who says, since it's clear that Katie is going to spend 87% of the season on the couch, please give the fans what we deserve. A couch time with Katie jingle, a la Is Ariana Mad at Us? That's a good idea.
Like, on the couch with Katie.
Ba-ba. I like that. We really should do that. That'd be so funny. Just a little stinger. It's like, and now it's Katie on the couch. Katie on the couch in the morning.
Or Katie with an iron, because those are like her two things this season.
Or Katie stomping into Sir, like...
I guess it's not an iron. It's her folding clothes.
That's true. But it has the joy of an iron.
Yeah.
Irons are really one of the most joyless appliances out there, aren't they?
They really are. Irons are no fun. They're dangerous and they barely even work. I mean, yeah. I never iron anything and it looks good.
I feel like there's like, here's what I hate about irons. Okay, you sit there, you iron a shirt, and everything's like, good, we did it for you. Everything's good and happy. And then the moment you put the shirt on, all the wrinkles come right back, like they were hiding. I guess that's more of a shirt issue, but I also feel like if that iron had a better relationship with the shirt, it would get rid of those wrinkles for real.
Yeah, stupid irons. There, stupid. There's your mailbag. Stupid irons.
Stupid irons. Okay, Oliver Haskins asks, what would you rather? A Real Housewives of New York Instagram edition. Oh, sorry, I misread this. Okay. Would you rather spend a day, Instagram shoe shopping with Ramona? She pays for lunch, but makes you crawl on your knees in order to get the correct angle. Or B, organizing Sonia's basement to keep what you want, but she insists on calling you Marie Kondo'd. Or C, driving to Bluestone Manor with Dorinda, you get a piece of birthday cake, but she may have been drunk the night before. So... it's basically we C. are the position of Instagramming these people.
C. Oh, my God. For sure, C. I get cake and Dorinda's drunk. Like, that's all I want in life.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a pretty clear one. Like, I don't know. I would never want to crawl on my knees in order to get a good angle of Ramona at lunch. And, you know, it's she pays for lunch. That is, like, misleading because she would take you to, like what's that? That's like Hale and Hardy or something or like
yeah.
Or the Brioche Doré. Which is like the saddest place on earth, you know?
Yeah, no thanks. And then going to Sonia's basement, nope.
No, I've seen that movie. It doesn't work out well for us. And then last but not least, this is from Dash Cat. This is the last question in the mailbag, so we'll have to refill it. This is from Dash Cat, who says, in memory of the wonderful Luke Perry, could you guys recast the OG 90210 characters with Bravo celebrities? Ugh. You know, I didn't actually watch a lot of 90210, so I don't have a great frame of reference for this. I mean,
well,
I think...
Brenda would be probably Kyle. Well, Kyle's like a sneakier biatch.
Brenda
so
would have
maybe...
to... Yeah.
Brenda would be Luann.
Yeah, she probably would be Luann, which makes that Brandon would be...
The guy who does the cabarets with her.
Ben Rimmelauer.
And then Jenny Garth would be... let's see, who would Jenny Garth
be? I like
Tinsley.
Yeah, she could be Tinsley. I feel like Jenny Garth could also be like Stassi or something like that.
Okay, Jenny Garth can be Stassi.
Yeah. And then Luke Perry, rest in peace. He would have to be... Is he Jax or is he Tom Sandoval? Well, I know he's got to be like a brooding...
Who's nice? Like, yeah, who's brooding? But Jax, he's not gross like Jax.
I don't think anyone on Bravo actually broods.
Yeah, he could be like Adam. Yeah. Autumn.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, maybe he's... I feel like there's someone on Bravo who broods. There's someone who's like Stormy and... I don't know. Is he Catherine Dennis?
Oh, you know who Tori Spelling is? That's Tinsley.
Tori Spelling is Tinsley. And then, oh, what about Gabriella Carteris? That's Sheena.
Gabriella Carteris, okay. And then Steve, the doofy blonde guy, could be James.
Oh, I was going to say, actually, maybe Luke Perry is James.
Oh, my God. You're really giving James a lot of credit. We'll make Luke Perry James, and then Steve can be...
Shep. Craig.
Craig. This is more of a tryhard.
Wasn't there someone else on the show? Oh, Brian Austin Green.
Forgot what he did.
Brian Austin Green is like a friend of, basically. So Brian Austin Green is like... He's like a... What's her face? A Marlo. Like a friend of
Marlo. He was a lead cast member, wasn't he?
He was, I guess.
Yeah, he dated
Tori Marlo. Poor Marlo. She even gets Marlo'd in our fantasy segment.
Yeah, we just Marlo'd Marlo. Brian Austin Green is Barbara.
He kind of is.
Yeah. Just because the visual makes me laugh.
Although, actually, you know what? Can I change Jenny Garth from Stassi to Cameron Westcott?
Oh my God, yes, that's perfect.
Okay, yeah, I feel like we're missing a good, like, I feel like Dallas has some options for us in this scenario.
All right, you want to wrap it up, Ben?
Yeah, let's wrap it up. You guys, thanks so much for listening. We're back tomorrow to talk Summer House. We'll talk Project Runway on Monday, along with Atlanta. Only two episodes of Atlanta left. And then, of course, go to watchcrappins.com to buy those Goodbye, Kyle! Shirts. And then, of course, Portland and Phoenix. Let's rally. Let's sell out. And our Pittsburgh tickets going on sale for the public tomorrow, but they're on the Patreon presale right now. Guess what? Watchfourcrappins.com is where we get all that information. Thanks, you guys, so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Join me, Alex Jones, Adrian Charles, Jeff Brazier, and Sophie Thompson on Guide Dogs' new podcast series, I See What You're Saying. We'll be talking to some inspirational guests about how sight loss impacts their parenting, friendships, love life, and family life. Sharing the ups and downs and the funny moments in between. Listen to Guide Dogs' new series, I See What You're Saying, now on your favourite podcast app.